Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the state's boom in beekeeping. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. This is Today from the Ohio Newsroom. I'm Claire Roth. Ohio's honey production is on the rise. Last year, the state saw a more than 20% jump. And commercial hives aren't the only ones growing. More and more Ohioans are becoming backyard beekeepers. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford takes us to meet a couple running a honey business in Southwest Ohio.
Brightly colored wooden boxes line the yard of a farm in Batavia. In each of them are around 60,000 bees working to make honey. Today, Kevin and Liz Jones are checking in on their progress.
We'll walk up and do a little puff of smoke at their entrance so the bees that do see us come up don't make everybody else upset.
They've been the owners of Happy Acres for the last 2 years.
And you'll see the bees all react to that.
In white veiled caps, they work together to slide out a frame covered in a jumble of bees who have been pollinating nearby flowers.
See the glistening inside those cells? All of that is spring honey, so that'll all be from honeysuckle,
dandelions,
black locusts are starting to bloom.
Once a month, Kevin and Liz take people from across the state on inspections like this one. They offer free beginner's beekeeping classes, which have grown rapidly in attendance. Their last class had 50 people, some from as far as 2 hours away.
We have concrete truck drivers and janitors and heart surgeons and lawyers. There's not any one larger percentage of people than the other that are interested in keeping bees.
Around 7,000 beekeepers across the state care for more than 50,000 colonies. Last year, 500 Ohioans decided to suit up for the first time and start keeping bees. Liz says many people tell her that during the COVID-19 pandemic, they started thinking harder about the food they eat and the ecosystem behind it.
People are wanting to become a little more self-sufficient. And if this one box of bugs can give you pollination in your garden, then why not do it?
But the trend started with an even earlier crisis, colony collapse disorder. In 2006, varroa mites began killing off colonies, and Ohio lost more than half its honeybee population.
Since colony collapse disorder, we have continued to have more beekeepers every year.
That's Barbara Bletcher, the state's apiarist. The sharp decline led to a Save the Bees campaign. Bletcher says it's not just about honey. It's about what the bees pollinate, their impact on the larger food chain.
A third of everything that we bite into, all of our food, benefit from honeybees.
Even with more people interested in raising honeybees, the state is a long way from its peak. In the 1940s, Ohio was one of the top four states for honey production. Now, it's ranked 23rd.
We do have some younger generation that are going into beekeeping, which is very exciting. But I don't know if we're ever going to reclaim our kingdom.
If Ohio does, it'll be thanks to people like Kevin and Liz, who are showing dozens of Ohio's newest beekeepers the ropes. The Jones can hardly keep up with the amount of people who come through their doors looking for equipment or advice on how to get started. They're busy as a, well, you know. In Batavia, I'm Kendall Crawford.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. I'm Claire Roth. We'll talk with you Monday.